Ever feel like you're constantly on a treadmill, running but never getting anywhere? Like your inner critic is always whispering doubts in your ear? You know that feeling when you trip up and instead of saying, "Okay, I messed up. What can I learn from this?" You berate yourself mercilessly? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like living with a personal bully who never takes a day off. That, my friends, is the enemy of progress, self-criticism, and lack of self-compassion. I'm Logan Cruz, and on the Dopamine Fast, we're diving deep into those sneaky habits that keep you stuck in a rut and exploring strategies to break free. Today we're tackling one of the most powerful tools for personal growth, self-compassion. Think of it as giving yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, easier said than done. And trust me, I get it. It's not like flipping a switch. Building self-compassion takes time and practice, but the rewards are huge. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you start cultivating this superpower. First things first, understand the power of your inner voice. Are you constantly putting yourself down, criticizing every little mistake? It's like having a negative commentator in your head, always finding something to nitpick. You wouldn't talk to your best friend that way, right? So why are we so harsh on ourselves? Recognizing this pattern is the first step towards breaking it. Second, practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to those moments when self-criticism kicks in. Notice the thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations that accompany it. This awareness helps you create space between your thoughts and your reactions, allowing you to choose a kinder response. Ever notice how mindfulness can help you savor a delicious meal? It's the same principle here, savoring moments of self-compassion rather than letting them slip by unnoticed. Third, treat yourself with kindness. When you make a mistake, instead of dwelling on it, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward. Imagine a friend messing up. Would you berate them or offer support? Be that kind friend to yourself. You deserve it. Fourth, recognize your shared humanity. Remember that everyone messes up, makes mistakes, and struggles sometimes. It's part of the human experience. We're all in this together, navigating life's ups and downs. Knowing that we're not alone can be incredibly comforting and remind us to be kinder to ourselves and others. Finally, practice self-forgiveness. Holding on to past mistakes can weigh you down like a heavy backpack. Let go of the guilt and shame. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and move forward with renewed energy and purpose. Think of it as releasing those negative energies and making space for joy and growth. Let me tell you about a time this worked for me. I was prepping for a big presentation and completely blanked mid-speech. My heart pounded in my chest, and all I wanted to do was disappear. But instead of spiraling into self-criticism, I took a deep breath, acknowledged the mistake, and simply said, "You know what? Let's take a quick break and come back to this." The audience understood. We laughed it off, and I managed to finish the presentation with renewed confidence. Remember, self-compassion is not about being perfect. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. It's about embracing your imperfections, learning from your mistakes, and showing up for yourself with love and support. So, go ahead, give yourself a break. You deserve it. This week's Dopamine Fast Challenge. Spend 5 minutes each day practicing self-compassion. Notice those moments when you're being critical of yourself and consciously choose to offer yourself a kind word or thought. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself. You're doing great.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.